You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. Humanization process. Item number SCP-1011. Object class Safe. Special containment procedures. SCP-1011 is to be kept in Hall 7 at Site 35. Two guards are to be present at all times at the entrance to Hall 7 to prevent the removal of SCP-1011. The D-Class population working on Site 35 as a part of currently running experiments is suspended from monthly termination schedule due to the extended length of time needed to study the effects of SCP-1011. As material produced during the experiment appears to lack anomalous properties, its use is approved for non-critical applications as defined in document CSG-0371-N. Description. SCP-1011 is a statue approximately 2 meters tall, weighing approximately 4,200 kilograms, depicting a worker whose head has been replaced by an assortment of tools. The pedestal bears an inscription stating, "Man is a most important means of production," and the year of casting is stated to be 1927. Material analysis has revealed the composition to be ordinary cast iron with 2.3 WT% carbon content. SCP-1011's anomalous properties manifest when it is seen by human subjects who will engage in productive labor no later than 3 hours after the sighting and escalate slowly with additional exposure. Denial of exposure to SCP-1011 has been shown sufficient to halt the progress of the condition. During Stage 1, subjects designated SCP-1011-1 will begin to demonstrate a heightened sense of morale and satisfaction, voluntarily working longer hours and paying increased attention to their task. As a phase progresses, SCP-1011-1 cease activities other than work, sleep, and satisfying basic bodily needs. After approximately months, Stage 2 is marked by the SCP-1011-1 initially beginning to show reluctance to use means of personal safety, such as helmets, gloves, or safety glasses. When questioned, SCP-1011-1 respond finding them unnecessary and binding. As the phase progresses, SCP-1011-1 also slowly ceases to utilize tools, favoring the use of their own body, even at the risk of minor damage. This phase lasts for approximately further months. The onset of Stage 3 is marked by insomnia in SCP-1011-1. Instead, they congregate within eyesight of SCP-1011 and cease movement, staring at it for 3 hours a day average. The effects of Stage 2 progress with an almost complete abandonment of tool and machine use by SCP-1011-1, with them often acting in groups to replace lost functionality. Bodily deformations appear on SCP-1011-1 at this stage, which tend to facilitate their tasks. SCP-1011-1 at this stage have a marked resistance to pain. This stage lasts indefinitely. On at least one known occasion, the condition caused by SCP-1011 progresses into Stage 4, Terminal Stage. During this stage, SCP-1011-1 use one another as construction material, depleting the population of an afflicted factory in a matter of days. Despite extensive experimentation with possible triggers, attempts to initiate Terminal Stage among the D-class population of Site-35 have been unsuccessful. Recovery Log. SCP-1011 came into attention of the Foundation at Steelworks of 28th October, Bashkir ESSR, RSFSR, Soviet Union, currently Site-35 on 1947, after an inspection was mandated as a part of price awarding procedure due to the consistent exceeding of production targets. See Addendum 1011-1. Footnote 1. Sources indicate SCP-1011 has been installed in Steelworks of 28th October during late 1944, being found in the inventory of during its bombing by the Wehrmacht on 1944. No previous records seem to exist of its inventorization, delivery, or ordering. However, before containment by the Foundation could be attempted, the entire site was taken off limits by agents of Division P, Psychotronics, GRU. At around this time, Stage 4 had apparently occurred. See Addendum 1011-2 for a leaked report section. Following the dissolution of USSR in 1991, Foundation agents persuaded the government of the Russian Federation to decommission and sell the site to a Foundation front end for dollars, and Site-35 was established around it. Addendum 1011-1. Excerpt of Inspection Report. Redacted for brevity. The directing committee of welcomed me cordially. However, I couldn't help but notice a marked lack of focus and erratic behavior on their part. Comrade kept talking about what a marvelous effect the statue that has been installed in the hall during the last 5-year plan has had on worker morale, and what a work of socialist art it is, and urged me to see it as soon as possible. On the other hand, Comrade constantly filled in assorted forms with what appeared to be just his finger, though I might be mistaken. The conditions in the main foundry are unfitting for the basic dignity of socialist men. Men barehandedly handle red-hot ingots, their hands black and shriveled, others pound rivets into sheet metal with their hands. I have seen 2 men use a back of a third to saw through a log, his back covered in sharp ridges not found on a healthy person. They seem to feel no discomfort and smile eagerly at every visitor. About a wire acted as a human lifting mechanism of sorts. When 5 of them fell into the molten metal, another replaced them within moments. Comrade, who was my guide on the tour, didn't appear to find any wrongs with the present arrangement, answering a few of my questions reluctantly, then continuing to extol the virtues of a statue. I request immediate shutdown of operations at Steelworks of 28th October, its quarantining and further investigation. Despite the exceptional effort needed towards the rebuilding of our motherland, this is decisively not the path we are to take. Furthermore, the observed could be signs of sabotage as per the recent circulatory detailing mine Mikhail Savolodovic Addendum 1011-2, excerpt from leaked Division P GRU Action Report. Upon arrival, the site appeared to be deserted. The offices were empty, no sight of either the directors or the party committee. The hall containing the object contained several piles of clothing and some, but otherwise nothing notable. Lieutenant appeared overly disturbed and obsessed by it, but I managed to force him to follow on. In the main foundry, we found 94 produced ingots, the last 15 of which having a distinct texture. Scraping one with my knife revealed considerable softness of a material, and I was able to dislodge bone-like segments. The furnace was cooled. Inspection revealed it containing remains of blood and scraps of tissue, however, consistency. Large segments of a rolling and extrusion assembly were replaced by severely apparently expired. Encountered one of a former workers. He lacked clothing and his aunt ignored questioning and kept repeating, "Job's done." He was detained for further questioning. End of excerpt. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher can get early, ad-free episodes. You can also support the show on PayPal or Ko-Fi. Rating, reviewing, or sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at curehd.ca.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.